This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, new little shtick to get us to the start of baseball season.
Yeah, babe.
New little shtick.
Players reported. Everybody's there.
Oh, wait a minute. And it's warm.
And it's warm. The sun's up. Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
It involves decisions ahead for the Guardians. How about that?
So excited.
And we're just here to help. That we'll just leave it at that. That's called a tease right there.
Angels are talking Mike Trout's going to play right field this year. I'm so in. Let's
really?
Go. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, try to keep up healthy.
That's beautiful.
I hope he is.
I was thinking maybe you could play softball.
Wow, that's hurtful.
It was.
Mike Trout's awesome.
He is awesome. I just want him healthy.
I
know. Let's make him a DH.
They're getting there.
Anyhow, it was bad last night. It was bad. I wanted to watch Daytona during the day. First of all, and it was the perfect day to watch because we have a blizzard outside.
Right.
It was nonstop snow. I followed the weather forecast and it said it's going to stop snowing at my house at about 2 and was not expected to snow the rest of the day. I went out and I took care of the driveway at 2, went back in the house, it started snowing, and it didn't stop until about 6 this morning. Thank you very much, meteorologist. Appreciate that very much. Really worked. But that happened. I was going to watch the Daytona 500, which was supposed to start sometime around 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30, whenever it was. I was going to watch, right? I liked the Daytona while I was doing some work around the house. No, it got a rain delay. So it started at about 6, 6:30. And then the Saturday Night Live 50-year show, SNL 50, started at 8 o'clock. With one of the worst pre-games I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't even stomach to watch even a couple of seconds of it.
It was
terrible.
The minute that they said, we're doing a red carpet, I was like, that's great. Good for you.
I flipped in just to see what it was all about. I was like, oh my God.
I will watch something else.
I'm going back to the race, or I'm going to NBA pregame, whatever it was. And then you had the NBA All-Star Game. So on at the same time last night, SNL 50, the NBA All-Star Game, and the Daytona 500. So I was back and forth between all of them. The SNL 50 show, I saw a lot of it. I didn't see all of it. I'm gonna go back and watch it. It was really well done. I thought they did a pretty nice job all the way around. And there were some big-time people sitting there, and big-time people that you never saw on stage. And I missed some of it, so like you had to tell me Bill Murray was actually on it last night. I saw him, but I didn't see. I missed the part I was watching one of the many wipeouts on the Daytona 500, I'm sure at that point, either that or watching prospective wipeouts at the NBA All-Star Game.
Wow. Good golly.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I thought the SNL 50 show was really well done. And I saw a good chunk of it.
I thought it was great. I watched every second of it because I grew up with Saturday Night Live, as a lot of people did. I still, to this day, watch the show. It still makes me laugh. It's still Are there clunkers in between? Yes. Do some skits get too political? Yes. Like, we know all of these different things. But if you turn it on and you still get the laughs that you're looking for out of it, then mm-hmm. it's worth it. And I thought they did a great job merging as many eras as they could into this 3.5-hour show. I thought it was great how they opened it, because I was really interested how they were going to open this, because I didn't know if they were going to try to play favorites. Because no matter what, if you opened it with a skit, you were going to play some kind of favorites, you know, of we have members of this cast and this cast, but not this cast. And so I wonder,
it would have been difficult to shine a spotlight on absolutely everybody who deserved a spotlight.
Right. So I kind of wondered if it would be either A, they would open with music, which is what they did, or B, if they would open with like the original cast doing something, you know, of everybody who is left.
And I saw Garrett Morris.
Yes.
And I saw Garrett introduce, and as soon as he started to talk, I said, I know what film they're going to do. They're going to do the Belushi in the Cemetery film.
Yeah.
And they did, which was, that was like, you know, hold on to your heart there.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough.
That one was always tough to watch.
Lorraine Newman was there. Chevy mm-hmm. Chase was there. Jane Curtin was there, and Garrett Morris. Did any of the four of them, other than Garrett Morris, do anything in the show? I didn't see them do anything.
Lorraine Newman did a pre-recorded sketch with Pete Davidson. That was pretty entertaining. It was basically her going, you know, back into the stage one more time and taking it all in. And Pete Davidson was a crew guy working behind the scenes and disrupting her the entire time as she was trying to have this heartfelt moment, and was completely vacuous through the whole thing. It was very good.
Nice.
It was very good. I thought they did a great job. I know people were yelling because Bill Hader wasn't there. Bill Hader wasn't there because he had a previous engagement. Had made that known earlier in the week. I guess it didn't make a way through, but a lot of people were saying that was a problem.
One of my favorite guys ever was Dan Aykroyd. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. They didn't do anything with Aykroyd. I was bummed on that one.
They didn't do anything with the Blues Brothers, did they?
No, they did for the concert before. They had Jimmy Fallon do the Blues Brothers, and that was fine. It was they opened the concert two nights before, and he did Soul Man, and it was fine. It got the job done,
all right.
You know. But it was
they did show Aykroyd throughout the show. You know, there were several things that he did that were very good.
Yeah, I thought we would get something with the original
Julia Child. Yeah, I did too.
You know, and they showed the bass
a little bit more. Yeah, that's good bass.
That's good. They showed that stuff in there as well, and I thought we were going to get that. Like, they did Weekend Update, and they did a couple characters, but they mostly had Colin Jost and Michael Che there, and I thought they were going to do... I thought it would have been cool if they would have thrown to everybody who did Update to do a joke, you know, and then throw over to this Update desk to do a joke, and then throw up to this Update desk, and, you know, there's Chevy Chase sitting there doing, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. And,
yeah.
Crack a joke there, and then throw over to Dennis Miller, and then throw over to Colin Quinn, and you know, everybody who did it in between, and maybe stick an OJ joke in there for Norm's sake.
On Saturday night, did you happen to see the first ever Saturday Night Live that they re-aired at 11:30?
I had watched it before. I had not watched it when it happened.
It was interesting. Saturday night. George Carlin was the host of it, and there was. Like no
football and baseball.
Right. That was his opening thing. I was surprised at that. And there seemed to be very little interaction between Carlin and like the not ready for primetime players. And did you hear Don Pardo in the opening announcements? And I thought, I just heard that, didn't I? And I went back and I quickly Googled it to make sure I heard what I thought I heard. He said, and now the not for primetime players, not for ready primetime players is what he said.
Really?
Yeah. He
goofed the line.
He goofed the line.
Oh my goodness.
The not for ready primetime players.
I didn't never realize. I got to go back and watch that now.
Yeah, it was funny. And while I looked that up for Pardo, he was still the announcer when he was in his mid 90s.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now it's Daryl Hammond, I think, doing a Pardo impression. I think that's what he's doing. It was very good. Eddie Murphy was really good.
I got to go back and watch the Jeopardy segment.
You got to see the Jeopardy segment.
I heard that was great.
Of Eddie doing Tracy Morgan to Tracy Morgan. It was hysterical. It was really, really funny. I honestly thought they did a really good job. I was really impressed.
You're not going to make everybody happy in a situation like that. I thought they did a really nice job.
I was happy to see
Mike Myers
song
in there. That was good.
Yeah, that shocked me that he came out there, because he, if you ever read James Miller's book, he burnt a lot of bridges on the way out of that place. And so it was kind of shocking to see him show up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And so it was cool. It was good to see Coffee Talk. It was, you know, it made me smile to see Linda Richards sitting there getting verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. I mean, all of that stuff is just so into the pot, just into the popular culture, just into the thought processes. So much of Saturday Night Live. And
yeah,
it was cool seeing all of them together.
Think about the, comedy in our country wouldn't be the same without that show. Look at the huge, huge, huge people who have come off that show and are now just, you know, the basis of comedy in our country.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Tracy Morgan. When I did when I was at Madison Square Garden, I did a sideline interview with him during a Cavs game.
Hang on.
Ding.
There it is.
No, this is all about him. and he was like 12 rows deep and 12 seats in. So it wasn't easy to get to. And he couldn't have been cooler. And I went up to him and I introduced myself and said, "Hey, Tracy, I'd love to come over and talk to you during the game." And he said, "That'd be great. Be happy to do it." Well, I had to kind of get to him. And, you know, I know people in New York get a bad rep. It's undeserved. I've always enjoyed working there. I had to move people out of the way. They were happy to get up and move. So
really?
I was behind. Yeah, I was behind Tracy Morgan. And this was at the height of the Jeremy Lin time for the Knicks.
Lin Sanity. Yeah.
And talked to him about it, a couple of, you know, a question or two. And I hit him up and I said, "So, you know, Tracy, this Lin Sanity is going absolutely nuts right now. You know, what do you like most about Lin Sanity?" And he said, "It shouldn't be about Lin Sanity. It should be about Trace Sanity." And I'm like, "So Trace Sanity, what are the best attributes of Trace Sanity?" I don't remember.
Right.
But I played along with him completely and just kept teeing him up. And he just kept hitting it out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. And we got all done. And I said, "Hey, thank you very much for doing that." He goes, "That was awesome. Thanks. I'm happy to do it. That was great." So I was very impressed. He was really good.
That's really funny.
That was funny.
That's really good. He was good in there. It was, you know, you were wondering if it was going to be more, you know, game shows and all that kind of stuff to get more and more characters in there. Right, and I thought they did a really good job kind of mixing everything in of, you know, the old game shows and the characters that you wanted to see and newer stuff as well. They did a whole New York back in the 70s to New York
I saw
today
that one,
thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
That was really good with all the musical numbers in between there. And
the Jason Sudeikis as the cop.
Deputy
sheriff.
It was so out of control.
And he brings in Eddie Murphy and Tina Thompson. And then here comes Will Ferrell.
Here comes Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
Being perfect Will Ferrell. Just completely out of control.
It was perfect Will Ferrell.
They did such, as in, I give them a ton of credit because sticking that landing was going to be tough. And they did it. They stuck the landing. It was a great show. It was wildly entertaining. Were there some clunkers in between?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
It's Saturday Night Live.
But you know what?
There always was.
I was going to say, a good friend of mine described Saturday Night Live this way. We were talking about it this weekend. And he said, you know, the thing about Saturday Night Live, about 70% of the stuff doesn't hit real well.
Right.
But 30% of it's awesome.
Right.
And that's really kind of the way the show's always been.
I'll always point to the Eddie Murphy episode when he came back. I think that was like 3 years ago or something like that, when Eddie Murphy came back to the show for the first time. And everybody went, that was the best Saturday Night Live episode in forever. Well, of course we all thought it was the best Saturday Night Live episode of forever. It was Eddie Murphy character that we loved him doing. And then the sketch, which was hysterical. So they really had one sketch that was original, and he did everything else that we loved, including Gumby in the Weekend Update, which was awesome. And so, of course, when you have these established characters, you're going to love it. When you're trying to establish them, that's when it gets tough.
I thought it was interesting, too, that Eddie had a pretty big role last night, even though he has gone on record. And if you know anything about the history of the show, and I don't know a ton, but I know enough, he was on the show when Lorne Michaels was out.
Yep.
And it was Dick Ebersol, I believe, was the executive producer.
Oh, he saved that show.
And Eddie saved that show, basically.
He and Piscopo, basically.
And then Lorne came back, and Eddie had taken off by then, I believe, to go be a movie star, which, you know, he's phenomenal. But he always said that he never felt like he was embraced by Saturday Night Live because he was in it during the stretch where Lorne Michaels was out. Interesting.
Yeah, it was great. It's worth a watch if you missed it and go back.
Yeah,
and find
go back
it. It's
and
worth
watch it. It was really, I mean, it's
the right amount of laughs and nostalgia.
It's the story of the history of comedy over the last 50 years in our country, really is what it is. And hard to believe a show like that is still going after 50 years. How does that happen? That's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Pretty cool. I hope it has a lot longer shelf life.
Tribute to Lorne Michaels and all the talent that walked through that door.
And NBC for allowing it to keep going, because there were some pretty lean years here and there. But it was really well done last night, and certainly it's an iconic part of entertainment in our country. The next shtick we're going to start will not be. But we're going to do it anyway. We're here to help the Guardians a little bit. You'll have to you'll understand when we get going. It's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.